This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting. North Korea's vice foreign minister has blamed the U.S. for problems on the Korean Peninsula. In an exclusive interview with the Associated Press in Pyongyang, Vice Minister Han Sung-yeol also said that Washington was becoming more vicious and more aggressive since U.S. President Donald Trump took power. He said Trump says it's none other than North Korea which makes things complicated, but it's the other way around. It's not the DPRK, but the U.S., which makes problems. North Korea's military, meanwhile, issued a statement saying it would respond in a merciless manner if the nation is attacked. Tensions are deepening as the U.S. has sent an aircraft carrier battle group to waters off the peninsula and is conducting its biggest ever joint military exercises with South Korea. Pyongyang, meanwhile, recently launched a ballistic missile. Some experts say it could conduct another nuclear test at virtually any time. A rally was held on Friday in Nigeria's commercial hub, Lagos, to urge President Muhammadu Buhari's government to do more to free the more than 200 schoolgirls still held by the Boko Haram group. Friday marked 3 years since the mass abduction of nearly 300 schoolgirls by Boko Haram. Since then, 21 have been released, 57 girls have escaped, and 3 of them have been found. There is anger that the government efforts to negotiate their freedoms appear to have been stalled. For more on these stories, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The top U.S. and NATO commander in Afghanistan says the United States used the massive Moab bomb against Islamic State affiliates there in order to remove a strategic roadblock in the fight against the terrorist group. General John Nicholson said the huge device did what U.S. and Afghan commanders intended it to do, removed that roadblock.
This was the first time that we encountered an extensive obstacle to our progress that was constituted by the belts of IEDs, the presence of tunnels and caves, and therefore this was the appropriate weapon to use at this time to reduce that obstacle to enable us to continue with our offensive operation in the southern Nangarhar.
At least 36 Islamic State fighters were killed in the explosion by the largest non-nuclear device in the U.S. arsenal. Voters in Turkey will consider a constitutional referendum on Sunday on whether to transform their government from the current parliamentary system into one with a powerful executive presidency. As Dorian Jones reports, the issue has split the nation.
For both opponents and supporters, the referendum has come down to one man, incumbent President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. The Yes campaigners believe the proposed reforms are all about enabling the president to continue to carry out his program to develop Turkey. But the fairness of the referendum campaign is increasingly in question. In many areas of Istanbul, like the rest of the country, it can be difficult to find no flags and posters. Numerous no campaign rallies were banned by state officials, including in Istanbul. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul.
Christians around the world are observing Good Friday, marking the day that Jesus was crucified. Robert Berger was on the scene in Jerusalem when the celebration took place there.
It was a big turnout this year because the Eastern Orthodox and Western churches, which use different calendars, are observing Good Friday at the same time. Pilgrims came to Jerusalem from all over the world, including Lindsay Bush from Los Angeles in the United States.
I think it's an incredible experience to be able to walk down the streets that we know Christ had been walking down. I think it's an amazing experience to be able to recognize these are all the Christians coming together to think about and commemorate the Savior's life and the sacrifice that he made when he was here.
Israeli police and soldiers armed with pistols and assault rifles patrolled the crowded streets of the old city. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Meanwhile, one British woman was stabbed to death on a light rail train in Jerusalem. Israeli police arrested a Palestinian man in connection. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.